This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A federal program that gives help to families in trouble is set to expire at the end of this month, that is to say Wednesday. As lawmakers debate its renewal, they're taking a hard look at how the accounting works. From WABE in Atlanta, Michelle Alloy has an explanation.
Think for a moment about a jar of peanut butter. On a walk through the cavernous Atlanta Community Food Bank, Dana Kraft points out peanut butter can be a vital source of protein for a family.
This is the kind of food that help families put a balanced meal on the table.
Kraft heads the Georgia Food Bank Association. The group helps distribute donated food, but it also buys staples with funds from the Federal Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Program, or TANF. Each year, Georgia gets about $330 million federal dollars for the program and distributes it to some nonprofits like the food bank. But the state may not be able to keep giving out that money. Federal lawmakers are eyeing changes to TANF that could leave Georgia with a nearly $100 million budget hole for anti-poverty programs.
I think you can't undersell the negative impact that it will have on our state and especially on the poorest of the poor.
That's Georgia Division of Family and Children's Services Director Bobby Cagle. Here's why the state could lose the money. To get the $330 million federal TANF dollars, the state must spend $173 million of its own money on services for the poor. Last year, nonprofits spent more than half of those dollars. That's still counted as state spending under the rules. Now, Congress and the president are looking at ways to end the practice. Critics argue the state's to blame for cutting its own spending. Congressman Lloyd Doggett, a Texas Democrat, is among them. He spoke at a recent House Ways and Means Committee meeting.
A significant amount of dollars have essentially been used by the states during the ups and downs of the budget and the economy to supplant what the states were or should have been doing.
A 2011 congressional study found Georgia and Utah far outpaced other states in giving nonprofits money to meet state spending requirements. Georgia officials say the funding scheme was necessary during the recession. The possible change worries Dana Kraft of the food bank as she surveys boxes of canned tuna, collard greens, sliced carrots, and peanut butter.
The food banks have a list of most needed items, but that's not what always comes in at any given time.
Kraft hopes the government will figure out a way to keep the food bank's shelves stocked, but Family Services Director Cagle says it's not a foregone conclusion. The state will put the money in this year. In Atlanta, I'm Michelle Alloy for Marketplace.